This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. President Draupadi Murmu has returned to New Delhi today evening after concluding her three-nation state visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. Apart from strengthening the bilateral relations, MOUs and bilateral agreements on key aspects were signed during the visit. The special engagement and connect with the Indian diaspora was a key aspect of this visit. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, has expressed immense pride over President Draupadi Murmu's recognition with the Grand Collar of the Order of Timor-Leste, the highest civilian award of the nation. In a social media post today, the Prime Minister added that the prestigious honor reflects the strong ties and mutual respect between India and Timor-Leste. Mr. Modi said that it is also a recognition of her monumental contribution to public life for several years. In a serious bid to ensure quality over quantity in the education sector, Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday gave a timeline to kickstart the reformation process of all the government schools in the state that would be mandatory. Speaking at the concluding day of the three-day Chintan Shivir Kam Education Conclave 2024 yesterday, Khandu directed elected representatives, deputy commissioners and deputy directors of school education to review the status of all government-run schools in their respective jurisdictions and finalize a roadmap for reformation by September 15, 2024. By October 20, he said all finalized roadmaps should be positively submitted to the education department by all district administrations. He called upon all MLAs, panchayat leaders, DCs and DDSEs to strictly follow the timeline without fail. Commending the education department headed by Minister Pasang Dorji Sona and his advisor Muchu Mithi for the timeline conclave, the chief minister expressed hope that the outcome would be incredibly valuable and provide insightful inputs to enhance Arunachal's education system. The Paris Olympics 2024 will officially come to an end with the closing ceremony tonight at Stade de France. For India, two-time Olympic medalists P.R. Srijesh and Manu Bhakar have been chosen as the flag bearers for the Parade of Nations during the ceremony. India's campaign at the 2024 Paris Olympics officially concluded yesterday with a total of 6 medals. Wrestler Ritika Hooda, the last Indian athlete in action, exited the women's 76kg event after a quarter-final loss, while golfers Aditi Ashok and Diksha Daggar finished well out of medal contention. Aman Sherawat's bronze in the men's 57kg event remains India's only wrestling medal and the 6th overall in the Paris Olympics, which include 1 silver and 5 bronze medals. Meanwhile, India's first individual Olympic gold medalist, Abhinav Bindra, has been awarded the prestigious Olympic Order by the International Olympic Committee at the 142nd IOC session in Paris yesterday. The Olympic Order is the highest honor bestowed by the IOC, recognizing exceptional contributions to the Olympic movement. Deputy Commissioner cum District Magistrate ICR Talopotam, in an official order dated today, has termed the 36 hours bund called by All Nishi Students Union as an illegal and unlawful activity prohibited under the law. The DC warned that violators shall be viewed seriously and penal action shall be taken as per law. He further cautioned that the cost of any damage and disruption to public property shall be recovered from the bund callers. Earlier, the student body, ANSU, had yesterday declared to go ahead with the 36 hours bund call from 12 August 5 a.m. to 13 August 5 p.m. in the Capitol Complex. The Meteorological Center Itanagar has today forecast Pavumpale district in the orange alert zone and will receive thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rainfall very likely at isolated places. Meanwhile, Tawang, West and East Kameng, Kurungkume, Kradadi, Kamle, Lower Subansiri, Pake Kesang and Upper Subansiri are in yellow zone alert. A Pasighat-based registered NGO Siang Trust today conducted health camp at Siluk village under East Siang district. The main purpose of the health camp was screening of non-communicable diseases like high blood pressure, diabetes, etc. A total of 65 patients were screened during the long program. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.